So right now, it's time for a little Friday frivolity. And here's our host, Travis.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much. Thank you for whispering those sweet nothings to me just a moment ago.
You're welcome. I'm in a really good mood today, so you guys are...
It's Valentine's Day, yeah, man. Why wouldn't you be?
Of course.
It's all about love.
I forgot. You're right.
It is all about love. And
I love Baldy.
I love everybody.
I love Travis. You, Donnie. I love Tyler. I love Baldy.
Yeah, I love the tip sheet.
I love Lamp.
Well, we know you love the tip sheet.
No, that one.
Oh, okay.
I love love.
I love pancakes.
Everybody done? Speaking of love.
I love Friday frivolity.
Thank you. Thank you. There is a section of the internet in which love thrives, and that is Craigslist.
Oh, here we go.
I was going to say something else, but that makes sense.
All right, there's a lot of places on the internet where love thrives, it turns out. Less in Texas, though. So if you're not familiar with Craigslist misconnections, if you, have an interaction with somebody in real life, in the wild, maybe, and you don't exchange information, you don't get numbers, kind of like Matt and his, skater, Rainey.
Or,
that's true.
Matt with the, on the way to the airport, the pink hat.
I may or may not have a surprise for everybody.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she gave me those let's touch tongue eyes, you know?
Right. It was, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how
we
she.
We will see, I guess.
Yeah. So essentially, these are all going to be local. These are all people in the Dallas area that had an interaction with somebody, and they post on Craigslist misconnections to try and reconnect with that person. So let's start with the female with great hair at grocery store that you have to bring a quarter to. The title should tell you all you need to know. This was today around 3 p.m., so this was actually just a couple of days ago. You went in, looked around, and you left empty-handed. Great hair, by the way. Let me know what color it was and what shirt you had on so I know it's really you. We smiled a few times at each other. Let me know the above, and I'll send you a picture if it's the right person. Or maybe we can just meet up.
What in the world?
I guess you've just exhausted every opportunity to try and find
the love of your life. Every video on the internet, so
even
this is
though
how you,
you had a chance
someone.
To say something while they were there, right there in your presence,
by the frozen foods.
I was going to, but I waited till I got home. Type a message
and put it, and then you thought, where will this message be seen? That person will go. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because again,
or maybe she was typing the same thing to Craigslist and saw it and went, oh,
I was picking up tater tots when I saw the love of my life.
Because hot girls often jump on Craigslist to see if they can find a guy randomly.
And let me tell you something.
Tell us.
If she's buying tater tots, she is
Don't
at
hate.
The top of my list.
Okay, I was about to say, if you're about
Nobody.
To S on tater tots, what we're going to have problems.
Tater tots are the king of potatoes.
You're in the store, and you pass somebody who smiles at you, and you look in her cart. She's got tots, pancake mix, and bags of Skittles. And then when you look back up, she's wearing a Martin t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's it. I'm giving this entire life up. That's
whatever
it.
She wants.
That's the end.
You will never see me or hear from me again. That's the love of my life.
Oh, the awesome. We got to...
The awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We got to have a plant next time you go to a store.
Just to test it, to see how he does.
She's wearing a secret mic.
I love it. We can do it next week on...
I'd sound like an eighth grader walking up.
Excuse me. Are you class president, man?
I love you.
Are you a big dog in school?
All right, let's head to Tarjay in Grand Prairie. This was last Saturday in Grand Prairie, and there was a big white guy there. You were about 6 foot, 300-plus pounds, bald, brown eyes.
Oh, so we have the ladies looking for love.
A little round ball.
This may be the first time we've had the ladies.
You might be jumping the gun there a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
You asked,
my bad.
You asked me where I could find a certain product that was, and that was it. If you are him, then reach out. I wanted to see if I knew you from somewhere else. Black male here.
Oh.
I had on a black shirt and sweatpants.
He's black.
So I wanted to sit right down and see what I was wearing.
Where else did you want to see if you knew him from? Wouldn't you just say, hey, man,
that's the mystery.
Have we met before?
That's the real mystery, isn't it? It's what keeps you intrigued. They have to. That's the thing about every one of these. They have to keep it vague enough to where they get more than just like one person. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm a big boy. I was at Target the other day.
Hey, man, could you tell me where the Twinkies are?
Yeah, man. Yes. I have six.
Excuse me.
Thank you. And then you walk off and you're just dreamy-eyed.
Yeah.
And then you hop on Craigslist to see if he's looking at this exact same thing so we can...
Because he's sitting there stuffing his face with those Twinkies, scrolling through Craigslist. Oh, my God, I think that's that guy. Tell me where the Twinkies were.
Let's go to Keller.
Yogi Bear scrolling to Craigslist.
Actually, I think it sounds more like Xerxes from 300.
Okay, okay.
Leonidas, everything will be given to you. Just kiss my ring.
I don't
ever
like
see
that
movie?
I don't like that at all.
No.
Why not?
And don't do that again.
Yeah, stop making that.
Bow before me, and all your dreams will come true.
In Keller, missing my friend. You are a female
hey,
that lived...
we in Keller yesterday?
You were, so you never know. Could be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Keller here. You guys aren't females, but we'll see. You are a female that lived with another woman. We used to meet on a regular basis. You needed time with a man. It was great, but after one of our meetings, I dropped my phone in the pool and didn't have a phone backed up. I've been trying to figure out a way to find you. It's been a couple of years now, so I know it's a long shot.
Couple of years?
My name begins with a K, and you know who you are. I hope to hear from you.
Casey, Kelly, Kylie.
Okay, here we go.
I'm familiar.
It's okay.
Why did I say that name?
Let's see here. Let's go to McKinney, shall we? Hot blonde in convertible.
Okay, that narrows it down.
It was like the scene from American Graffiti. You were in a silver Mercedes.
So this person's 83 years old.
Convertible and said something nice to me before the light changed and then you were gone. Nice smile, though. I'd like to see that again.
Okay.
Maybe take you for a ride.
Okay. You know what?
Does it really say that?
Please. 100%.
That is, maybe take you for a ride.
Because the woman's going to read that and be like, oh, I can't wait to
I'd love
reply
to, go for
to this.
A ride.
We should reply to one and see what they do.
We should. We need
I
to
think
do
that
it
was
for
me.
Science.
And just send like some AI-generated picture.
I think this is a great idea.
The one that Baldy made up?
Right.
Of you and I?
Yes, we should do that. Is it one of us?
Okay. We got to at least do a fake dating profile, don't we?
I would be up for that.
You know
you can
no.
You can make AI woman
I
me.
Am out of this.
I have no problem with that.
Donovan, quiet down over there. We're coming up with good ideas.
I'd love to get hit on as AI woman.
Fake dating profile.
You know
it's already written down. Can't do anything about it. Retired bank VP at the SCORE meeting in Irving.
Like SCORE baseball cards?
I don't know. It sounds businessy. We met at the SCORE meeting in Addison in 2019. You are a retired bank president with salt and pepper blonde hair. The dark blue suit and yellow striped tie was also great. I followed your amazing business advice. I am the tall black guy with glasses that was sitting across from you.
I'm not
Donnie
tall.
Has,
I'm not tall.
Maybe
yeah, but
a short
in your
person?
Online profile, you'd say you were.
I guarantee you, to somebody who's 5 foot, you
it would
might
be
tall.
Really nice to catch up again. I have some new ideas I want to run by you.
I bet
Thank you
do. I've seen movies that play out like this.
Why the quotation marks?
It's a weird spot for those.
I saw Stephen Jones do it. I thought,
okay,
it's the norm. Yeah.
And finally,
okay, our final misconnection.
I decided to branch out a little bit. Now you, Matt, and Donovan were in an Uber. Going to the New Orleans airport.
Yes.
This past week because you were at the Super Bowl. And you had an interaction in traffic after a really stupendous drive from your Uber driver with a great tip from Matt that I think you said was like $15. And
yeah, it was.
That's pretty massive for Matt.
Yeah.
Whatever 15 and a dollar, whatever that percent increase is, that was really good on you.
Anything over one and you've done well.
But there was another person that you had an interaction with, a moment with, and it sure seems like she took to New Orleans Craigslist misconnections to try and connect you
okay,
guys back.
Okay, okay.
Subject, you, the bearded IPA god in the Uber. Let me over, Now let me in.
Look at me.
Well. Be still my beating heart.
You, the man in the passenger seat of an Uber at MSY Airport with that brewery hat perched on your head and stacks of loose crowlers of beer at your feet. Just a little too sexy for my taste. Were you talking to yourself or were you trying to talk to me? I saw you muttering and I could almost feel the frustration radiating from you. Like a man who really knows what he wants but can't quite reach it. Maybe you weren't just talking to the driver, maybe you were talking to the traffic. But I swear in that moment, it was all for me.
Oh, yes.
Then we locked eyes. Your gaze deep, intense, full of something I can't even name. Lust? No, it was hunger. Pure, unfiltered hunger. And the way you gestured for me to switch lanes in front of you as if you were handing me permission to take control. To take you with me wherever I was going.
Man.
It did something to me.
This sounds very familiar.
You were my traffic god. A bearded IPA angel trapped in a cab with stacks of beer crowlers while I was stuck in my own little mess of a car. Two hunks of metal separated us. That's all it took to keep us apart. But I couldn't just drive off without letting you know. I flashed a smile your way, slow and sultry, hoping that maybe, just maybe,
she did too.
You'll see this. If you're out there with your brewery hat on and your crowlers, tell me how you feel, because honey, I'm not about to let this one slip away. I'm waiting for you to make your move.
Oh, I'm in for
finally.
That.
My anonymous pink hat lover.
Maybe we can make a connection. It was right there.
She did. We did lock eyes. It's true. And she smiled. You saw. Donnie was witness to this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then we'll have to reply.
Happy Valentine's
up.
Day. That's right. You need
and
to.
I was wearing a brewery hat.
No way.
My gosh. All right, it's 10:12.
Well, I don't always. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah, he has that cowboy hat.
Yeah. I have different sports hats I wear from time to time.